Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
This is American Roots. Blues, it's a universal solvent in music. With roots in the rural South, gone urbane, and finally global. There's blues and jazz, R&B, roots rock and soul, country, Cajun, Zydeco, Latin, funk, hip-hop, rock, and pop. Even gospel has blue notes. Mahia Jackson loved Bessie Smith. Duke Ellington made his mood indigo. This hour, just a few styles inclusive of blues. Remembering that the mystery and power of blues originates with people at the bottom. Singing to pass the harsh workday or turning pain into joy on Saturday night. Stomping the blues. Here are two encounters with blues. First, Lead Belly from Mooringsport, Louisiana, playing 12-string guitar, 1943, with Sonny Terry of Greensboro, Georgia, on mouth harp. It was a radio favorite then. And now, on American Roots.
Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? I laid down last night, turning from side to side. I was not sick, but I was just dissatisfied. When I got up this morning, blues walking round my bed. Yeah, the blues walking round my bed. I went to eat my breakfast, the blues was all in my bread. I sent for you, yes, city baby. Yeah, you come a walking today. Yeah, yeah, you come a walking today. Got your mouth wide open, you don't know what to say. Blue.
longtime Chicago guitarist Buddy Guy. First time I met the blues, 1960 for Chess Records. He started on a one-string instrument on the side of the family's sharecropping house in Lettsworth, Louisiana. The song is by Little Brother Montgomery from Kentwood, Louisiana, who also plays piano on the session. Before that, we heard Good Morning Blues from Hughie Ledbetter, born up near Shreveport in 1888. Here in New Orleans, cornet player Buddy Bolden was a jazz originator in street parades and dance halls at the turn of the century. Years later, in 1939, Jelly Roll Morton remembered him and others in Buddy Bolden's Blues on American Roots.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, "You're nasty, you're dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful. Take it away." I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, "Open up that window and let that bad air out. Open up that window and let the foul air out." I thought I heard Buddy Bolden sing. Thought I heard Judge Fogerty say, 30 days in the market, take him away. Get him a good broom to sweep with, take him away." I thought I heard him say. Thought I heard Frankie Dewson shout, "Gal, give me that money, I'm gonna beat it out. I mean, give me that money like I explain you, I'm gonna beat it out." 'Cause I thought I heard Frankie Dewson say.
Traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Light one after another. but you're on the right track.
When you at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. But when you're out in the crowd, the blues will haunt your memories. The nights when you don't sleep, yes. The whole night you crying, but you can't forget her. Yes. Soon you even stop trying. Man, you walk the floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, yeah, brother, that's when you're learning the blues. Yes, when you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. Yes. And when you're out in the crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, never.
The whole night you're crying.
Yeah, but you can't forget her.
Soon you even stop trying.
Yes, man, you'll walk the floor. That's when it's rough. And wear out that last pair of treaders.
When you feel your heart break,
that night of blues.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, 1957, Learning the Blues, a song written by Dolores Vicky Silvers. It was a big hit for Frank Sinatra in 1955. This version has Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown bass, Louis Belson drums, and Herb Ellis guitar. I love the organ in bluesy jazz, and among the many greats is Dr. Lonnie Smith from Buffalo, New York, who got his first big B3 gratis from a local Italian music store owner who saw the young man's talents. The story is on our website. Check it out. But right now, it's Lonnie's Blues on American Roots.
Every day I have the blues. Every day. Every day I have the blues. When you see me worrying, baby, it's 'cause it's you I hate to lose. Don't nobody love me. Don't nobody seem to care. Nobody loves me. No, nobody seems to care. You talk about hard luck and trouble, I've had my share. It seems to me that every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. You see me worrying, baby, it's 'cause it's you I hate to lose. You are.
In the big band, 1963 on Capitol Records. Every day I have the blues, an old song made famous by Memphis Slim. Lou Rawls was a Chicagoan who came up on the gospel music circuit and eventually took Sam Cooke's spot in the Highway QCs. He too went on to secular music and sang the backing vocals for Sam on Bring It On Home to Me. We're back with the classic blues of Bessie Smith, Bob Wills, bluesy Western swing, and the Pointer Sisters when American Roots returns.
Hey, it's Steve Inskeep with NPR's Morning Edition. 50 years ago, KAXE became the first rural public radio station in the nation, serving northern Minnesota. 50 years ago, the first rural public radio station in the United States. Great public radio starts with a mission to serve the community. From Morning Edition to All Things Considered to the local news and the Up North Report, KAXE keeps you informed. The goal is to strengthen civic health in rural northern Minnesota. Let's think about that, civic health, by making local government and elections more understandable and accessible and transparent before, during, and after the vote. So congratulations on 50 years to KAXE.
Your membership has gotten us here to 50 years of KEXE. Do your part. Text the word donate, 218-326-1234.
I'm Nick Spitzer with our program on a variety of blues styles and influences in other music. Bessie Smith was the Empress of the Blues, the best known of the classic blues women of the 1920s and 30s. Famed for songs that critiqued and intrigued men and women, often with comedic double entendres. Here's one with co-writer Clarence Williams on piano. I Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl on American Roots.
Tired of being lonely, tired of being blue. I wished I had some good man to tell my troubles to. Seem like the whole world's wrong since my come on and save your mama's soul, 'cause I need a little sugar in my bowl. Doggone it, I need some sugar in my bowl. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog between my rolls. You getting different, I've been told. Move your finger, drop something in my bowl. I need a little steamy on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. Get off your knees, I can't see what you're driving at. It's dark down there, looks like a snake. Come on here and drop something here in my bowl. Stop your fooling and drop something in my bowl.
Sugar blues, everybody's singing the sugar blues. Old town's ringing, I like my coffee, I like my tea. The doggone sugar blues has got the best of me. I feel so lonesome, I feel so bad. You could lay me down and die. Say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I've got the sugar, oh sweet sugar, I've got the sugar blues. Oh, that's where you go, Herbie. That's my man, all right. Sugar blues, everybody's singing the sugar blues. Town's ringing, I like my coffee, I like my tea. The doggone cream's done and soured on me. I feel so lonesome, I feel so bad. You could lay me down and die. Say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I've got the sugar, oh sweet sugar, I've got the sugar blues. Sugar.
Keep him on my mind. And they talk and tease and tell me tales, but don't you know that I am way down in my soul, and every time I kiss him, I just lose control.
Oakland's Pointer Sisters. Their 1973 song, Sugar. Raised on gospel music, they became known for popular songs with tight harmonies, bluesy pop stylings, and the Alan Toussaint call to action, Yes We Can. Before that, the Western swing kingpin, Bob Wills from Turkey, Texas, who mixed country fiddling with blues, jazz, and pop songs in big band arrangements. His way there was Sugar Blues, 1936. It was a tune by Clarence Williams, who worked with Bessie Smith. The father of country music, Jimmy Rogers, was a tubercular railroad brakeman from Meridian, Mississippi. Rogers grew up enamored of blues and early jazz and created a crooning plus yodeling style that captivated white and black audiences. Here's the Blue Yodeler as he was billed in 1928. Never No More Blues on American Roots.
I'm just as blue as I can be. Aunt Susie said goodbye to me. My life is a failure, I see. And she won't be my gal no more, no more, no more. I pack my things in a grip. Take me a long ocean trip. Out on a great big steamship. She'll never see her daddy no more, no more. Still I hate to say farewell to my mammy and my sister Nell. They sure gonna cry when I tell that I ain't coming home no more, no more. Ole, see, ole, 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 ole.
Shackled and bound me. Bad news forever will hound me as long as I'm blue. Oh, what'll I do? She's gone, I'm sold down a river. She hates, hates the love that I give her. I know she'll haunt me forever. Deep in the blues, deep blues. Trouble I borrow. just blues today and tomorrow. Oh, where did she go? It worries me so. This heart inside of me cries out. It knows I'm crying my eyes out. Love's flame just flickers and dies out. Deep in the blues, deep blues.
Now, hello, folks. This is Jerry Lewis. I'd like to say you're listening to the American Roots.
Great original piano rock and roller and country singer from Faraday, Louisiana, Jerry Lee Lewis, who traveled to Memphis Sun Records and made Crazy Arms his first recording, 1956. That was the first and only take of the song that begins with the word blue. Before that, Red Foley from Blue Lick, Kentucky with Deep Blues, 1952. Cajun music was greatly influenced by blues, even more its Creole cousin called Zydeco. And we've got both coming at you from French Louisiana, about 140 miles west of New Orleans. First from accordion and fiddle player Steve Riley and his Mamou Playboys with Blues de Port Arthur. That city, another few hours west, just across the Texas border, where pleasure or heartbreak come in waltz and two-step time.
pas ton radio, babe. This is American Roots.
Maison, about his love gone from the house, from the late Creole blues and Zydeco accordion king Clifton Chenier. Cliff was from near Opelousas, Louisiana, but for many years lived in Texas and recorded Gone a la Maison in Houston with brother Cleveland Chenier on rubboard, Robert St. Julian drums, Joe Morris bass, and Cleveland Keys guitar. When we come back, it's Texas Mexican music in a slow bluesy mood and accent into upbeat R&B en Español from a guitarist singer Freddie Fender when the American Roots Blues Tour rolls on.
Holy cow, you guys, the World Cup is starting and it's like the biggest nightmare and the most amazing thing all mashed together in one six-week-long tournament. I'll let you guys jump in here a second, but I just got to get some stuff out of my brainium right now.
Let it rip. Unleash.
Well, this is the biggest event in the world. They compare every day of the World Cup to a Super Bowl, where our whole country kind of comes to a stop and people that don't even care about the sport gather in people's homes and have food and blah, blah, blah. That is every day. So this World Cup is the first one to be co-hosted by three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And boy, are there a lot of problems.
Tune in Fridays at 8:40 with DJ Dang for Football is Life. We're learning all about this year's World Cup. Here on People Powered KAXE.
Oh. Jose Maria de Leon Hernandez, also known as Little Joe from Temple, Texas, grew up as the only Mexican family in a black neighborhood. He said, "All I heard every day were black artists. At home, it was country music's great Hanks, Williams, Thompson, and Snow." Joe's biggest influence was fellow Texan Beto Villa, the father of the Orquestra Tejana sound. The result, this 1968 45, Recuerdas, Querido Amigo, Remember, Dear Friend, by Little Joe and the Latinaires on American Roots.
Tu casa, ya no te pude ver, estabas enojada, no sé hacer mujer, qué mala, no me trates así, qué mala, no me trates así, regálame un besito, olvídate de ayer, arrímame un poquito, no tienes que creer.
Thank you. tu casa y no te pude ver. Estabas enojada, no seas así, mujer, qué mala. No me trates así, qué mala. No me trates así. Regálame un besito, olvídate de ayer. Arrímate un poquito, me tienes que creer. Qué mala, no me trates así. Qué mala, no me trates así.
Freddy Fender, qué mala, how bad. Rock and roll en español, sometime before 1960, when he was set up and sent up, we're told, to Louisiana's Angola prison, several years for marijuana possession. Talk about Kemala and racism. He was in with Charles Neville and other great musicians. The song, part of a long Chicano love of R&B, was credited to Eddie con los Shades. Eddie was Freddie, and Freddie was Baldomar Huerta from down on the Texas border in San Benito. Here's the funky blues rock sound of War, 1972. The group from Long Beach, California. They started out as the Creators, then joined with Eric Burdon to become War, touring with him in the late 60s and early 70s, featuring Lonnie Jordan on vocals and organ, Howard Scott guitar, Lee Oscar harmonica, B.B. Dickerson bass, Charles Miller saxophone, and Harold Brown on drums.
American roots.
12 o'clock at night, you walk out the door. You told me, baby, walk under the drugstore. But in my mind, I knew you were lying.
clothes at a quarter to nine. Said I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. It put me in a trick bag. When I come home, you start an argument just to keep me from asking where my food and when. Walk in the front door, I hear the back door slam. Peep out my window, the body's taking it on a lamb. I said, I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. Where you been acting and it's such a drag, and put me in a trick bag. We had a fight and you got mad, got on the telephone, called your mom and dad. They came a running down with bats in their hands.
Don't you hear her no more, you understand?
But I saw a kissing Willie across the fence. I heard her telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way she's been acting and it's such a drag, she done put me in a trick bag. You give me wrong, but I know I'm right. It wasn't I who started the fight.
My daughter, and I'm a paw. You ain't nothing but son-in-law.
I said I saw kissing Willie across the fence. I heard her telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way she's been acting and it's such a drag. She put me in a trick bag.
Trick bag. An iconic New Orleans song from guitarist Earl King, 1977, with brothers George and Bob French on bass and drums, David Lasty and Clarence Ford on saxophones, all about the blues situation with voodoo overtones being put in a trick bag. We wanted to get back to New Orleans for that song because our guest live next hour is Little Freddie King, who credits Earl King as one of his local heroes in a song called Tough Frog. You can listen for that. Our program is produced in collaboration with our colleagues in the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
If you've recently attended a bluegrass festival, you'll know that perhaps more than any other bluegrass figure, it is John Hartford's influence that reigns supreme. And everything that made the Mississippi-obsessed musician a unique voice is on full display on 1976's Mark Twain, our latest pick of 76.
Well, I dream of a girl and a steering wheel.
With Hartford accompanying himself on fiddle, banjo, and guitar, and foot taps, it's a truly solo record with songs that range from humorous to heartfelt, all heavily inspired by Hartford's experience working on riverboats.
It's too thick to navigate.
In 1977,